Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major milestone in India's military modernization has just been achieved, with the Indian Army formally unveiling its Bharav drone force, comprising over 1 lakh operatives across 15 battalions, and this marks a significant shift towards autonomous warfare. First, let's delve into the details of the Bharav Drone Force. This dedicated drone warfare unit has been trained and inducted with over 1 lakh operatives, and 15 battalions have been raised, with plans for 25 more in the future. The Bharav Force will make its first public appearance at the Army Day Parade in Jaipur on 15 January 2026. What makes this significant is the capability of the Bharav Force, which includes counter-drone, surveillance, logistics drones, and offensive UAV operations. This is part of the Army's Year of Networking and Data Centricity 2026 initiative, and the name Bharav, a fierce form of Lord Shiva, symbolizes the force's offensive doctrine. Building on this, it's worth noting that this development is crucial for India's drone warfare doctrine, and it falls under the GS3 security and defense category for UPSC. The concept of network-centric warfare, force modernization, and the Make in India initiative in defense are all relevant here. Remember this number, 1 lakh operatives, and note this carefully, 15 battalions have been raised, with 25 more planned. Now, let's turn to another significant development. The Indian Army has signed an emergency procurement contract for the Suryastra precision-guided rocket system worth 293 crore rupees with NIBE Limited, and Israel's Elbit Systems is the technology partner. What makes this significant is the range of the Suryastra rocket system, which is 150 to 300 kilometers, and the circular error probable, or CEP, is less than 5 meters, indicating high precision. This enhances India's long-range precision strike capability, which is useful for both the Western and Northern fronts. Crucially, this development falls under the GS3 defense category for UPSC, and it's related to emergency procurement provisions, India-Israel defense cooperation, precision-guided munitions, and the Make in India initiative versus imports. Note this carefully, the contract value is 293 crore rupees and the technology partner is Elbit Systems. Moving on, scientists at Mizoram University have discovered a new species of reed snake named Calamaria mizoramensis, which has been published in the peer-reviewed zoological journal Zootaxa. What makes this significant is that this discovery brings the global count of Calamaria genus to 70 species, and Mizoram's herpetofauna total to 169 species. The characteristics of this non-venomous snake include its nocturnal and semi-fossorial habits, dark brown to blackish coloring with faint stripes, and a yellow underside. It inhabits humid forested hills at an elevation of 670 to 1,295 meters. And here is something that surprises many students. The discovery of new species is crucial for understanding biodiversity, and this falls under the GS3 biodiversity category for UPSC. The role of regional universities in scientific research is also significant. Remember this number, 70 species of Calamaria genus, and note this carefully, Mizoram's herpetofauna total is now 169 species. Now, let's look at another development. Dr. Jitendra Singh, the Minister for Science and Technology, has inaugurated two world-class labs at CSIRNPL, the National Physical Laboratory, in New Delhi. The first lab is the National Environmental Standard Laboratory, which is Asia's first and the world's second such facility, providing primary reference standards for air quality monitors. The second lab is the National Primary Standard Facility for Solar Cell Calibration, which is the world's fifth such facility, enabling precise calibration of solar PV cells and panels. What makes this significant is that CSIRNPL is India's apex measurement standards laboratory and the custodian of Indian national standards. It is worth pausing here to note that this development falls under the GS3 Science and Technology category for UPSC, and it's related to CSIR institutions, metrological standards, air quality monitoring, and solar energy infrastructure. Remember this number, Asia's first and the world's second national environmental standard laboratory, and note this carefully, the collaboration with Germany's PTB is significant. With that background in place, let's look at the implications. The Government of India has approved the nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi 2025-26, with a total budget allocation of 37,952.29 crore rupees, which is 736 crore rupees higher than the Kharif 2025 allocation. The DAP subsidy has been raised to 29,805 rupees per metric ton, and domestic P and K fertilizer production has increased by 50% since 2014. What makes this significant is that the purpose of the NBS scheme is to ensure affordable fertilizers for farmers, reduce import dependence, and incentivize domestic manufacturing. But why does this matter? This development falls under the GS3 Agriculture and Economy category for UPSC, and it's related to the NBS scheme mechanism, fertilizer subsidy versus MSP, and the PM Pranam scheme for reducing fertilizer use. Remember this number, 37,952.29 crore rupees, and note this carefully, the DAP subsidy has been raised to 29,805 rupees per metric ton. Now, let's turn to another development. ONGC and Japan's MOL have established two joint ventures for ethane shipping with a 50-50 ownership structure. The joint ventures, Bharat Ethane 1 IFSC Private Limited and Bharat Ethane 2 IFSC Private Limited, will transport ethane from the USA to India using very large ethane carriers or VLECs. What makes this significant is that this development falls under the GS3 economy category for UPSC, and it's related to the petrochemical industry, India-Japan strategic economic ties, and the maritime Amrit Kal Vision 2047. Moving on, the Dhyanganga Wildlife Sanctuary in Maharashtra is in the news as it forms part of the Melhat Tiger Reserve Buffer Zone. The sanctuary is located in the Buldhana district and covers an area of approximately 205 square kilometers. What makes this significant is that the sanctuary contains two lakes and is a tiger corridor, and it falls under the GS3 biodiversity category for UPSC. Now, let's look at another development. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has signed an MOU with UN Women, focusing on gender-responsive governance and the implementation of gender-based budgeting. What makes this significant is that Tamil Nadu has been selected as India's first state for the UNICEF Innovation Initiative, and the state has a strong track record on women-centric governance. This development falls under the GS2 Social Issues category for UPSC, and it's related to gender-responsive budgeting, UN Women's Mandate, and SDG 5, which is gender equality. With that background in place, let's look at the implications. ONGC has signed an MOU with the National Scheduled Tribes Finance and Development Corporation, or NSTFDC, under the Ministry of Tribal Affairs to support 144 Eklavya Model Residential Schools, or EMRS, across 11 states and UTs. The MOU involves a CSR commitment of 28 crore rupees, and the areas supported include digital learning infrastructure, career mentorship programs, teacher capacity building, health facilities, and entrepreneurship development. What makes this significant is that the EMRS scheme was launched in 1997-98 to provide quality education to SEN students in tribal areas, and it's based on the Navodaya Vidyalay model. But why does this matter? This development falls under the GS2 Social Issues category for UPSC, and it's related to tribal welfare, the EMRS scheme, CSR under the Companies Act 2013, and scheduled tribe welfare policies. Remember this number, 144 EMRS, and note this carefully, the MOU involves a CSR commitment of 28 crore rupees. Now, let's turn to another development. India Ratings and Research has projected India's GDP growth for FY 2026-27 at 6.9%, which is lower than the FY 26 estimate of 7.4%. The private final consumption expenditure, or PFC, growth for FY 27 is expected to be 7.6% year-on-year, and the PFC share in GDP is 55.9%. What makes this significant is that the downside risks cited include the El Niño weather pattern, weak private investment recovery, sluggish global trade conditions, and the base year revision for GDP and CPI. And here is something that surprises many students. The inflation outlook is expected to be benign for Q4 FY 26 and FY 27, with food inflation expected to ease. This development falls under the GS3 economy category for UPSC, and it's related to GDP growth projections, private consumption as a growth engine, and the El Niño economic impact. Remember this number, 6.9% GDP growth projection, and note this carefully, the PFC share in GDP is 55.9%. Now, let's look at another development. DRDO's Defence Lab Jodhpur has developed a field seawater desalination system called Swades, which uses reverse osmosis technology to convert saline seawater into drinking water. What makes this significant is that the system can operate even in chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear, or CBRN, contaminated zones, making it the first such system for the Indian Armed Forces. It is worth pausing here to note that this development falls under the GS3 Defence and Science and Technology category for UPSC, and it's related to DRDO's indigenization efforts, CBRN preparedness, and India's Andaman and Nicobar Command. Remember this number, 35,000 milligrams per liter saline water can be converted to less than 500 milligrams per liter drinking water, and note this carefully, the system has a CBRN module. With that background in place, let's look at the implications. The Vishnugarh Piplakoti hydroelectric project, located on the Alaknanda River in Uttarakhand, has a capacity of 444 megawatts and is being developed by THDC India Limited. What makes this significant is that the project has faced multiple setbacks due to geological challenges and environmental concerns, and it's a run-off-river project, which has lower ecological impact compared to storage dams. But why does this matter? This development falls under the GS3 Environment and Economy category for UPSC, and it's related to Himalayan River hydrology, runoff river versus storage dams, and the Ganga River system. Remember this number, 444 megawatts capacity, and note this carefully, the project is located on the Alaknanda River. Now, let's turn to another development. Jallikattu, a traditional Tamil bull-taming sport, is in the news following the Tamil Nadu government's annual regulatory orders. What makes this significant is that the sport has a long cultural history and it's been at the center of a controversy, with the Supreme Court banning it in 2014 and the Tamil Nadu government later passing an amendment to allow it. And here is something that surprises many students. The Supreme Court has upheld the Tamil Nadu amendment, ruling that states have the power to legislate on cultural practices. This development falls under the GS1 Cultural Heritage and GS2 Polity category for UPSC, and it's related to center-state legislative conflict, animal rights versus cultural rights, and the 7th schedule. Remember this number, 2014, the year the Supreme Court banned Jallikattu, and note this carefully, the sport is celebrated during the Pongal festival. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian Army's Bhairav drone force has over 1 lakh operatives and 15 battalions, with 25 more planned. The Suryastra rocket launcher has a range of 150 to 300 kilometers and a CEP of less than 5 meters. The Calamaria mizoramensis is a new species of reed snake discovered in Mizoram, and it's non-venomous, nocturnal, and semi-fossorial. The CSIRNPL laboratories include the National Environmental Standard Laboratory and the National Primary Standard Facility for Solar Cell Calibration. The NBS scheme has a total budget allocation of 37,952.29 crore rupees for Rabi 2025-26, with a DAP subsidy of 29,805 rupees per metric ton. The ONGC MOL joint ventures are for Ethane Shipping, with a 50-50 ownership structure. The Dhyanganga Wildlife Sanctuary is part of the Melghat Tiger Reserve Buffer Zone, and it covers an area of approximately 205 square kilometers. The Tamil Naduan Women Mo focuses on gender-responsive governance and gender-based budgeting. The EMRS scheme was launched in 1997-98 to provide quality education to send students in tribal areas, and it's based on the Navodaya Vidyalaya model. India Ratings has projected India's GDP growth for FY 2026-27 at 6.9%, with a PFC growth of 7.6% year-on-year. The Swadesh system can convert 35,000 mg per litre saline water into less than 500 mg per litre drinking water, and it has a CBRN module. The Vishnugar Piplakoti hydroelectric project has a capacity of 444 megawatts and is located on the Alaknanda River. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments are crucial for understanding various concepts and categories, including security and defense, science and technology, economy, and social issues. Remember to note the key facts and numbers, and to analyze the implications of each development. In conclusion, these developments highlight the significance of India's military modernization, scientific research, economic growth, and social welfare initiatives, and they have important implications for India's strategic position, economic development, and social progress.